Hillary Clinton probably doesn't like the message coming from some of her supporters right here in New York, who are now questioning her reliance on superdelegates in order to beat Barack Obama. New York Congressman Charlie Rangel, he's one of Clinton's top African-American allies, insists it's the people, not the superdelegates, who will select the Democratic nominee for president. Rangel adds, quote, "The people's will is what's going to prevail at the convention, and not people who decide what the people's will is." Then there's New York Senator Chuck Schumer, another big Clinton supporter, who doesn't seem pleased with Clinton's willingness to fight it out with Obama on the floor of the convention come August. New York's senior senator calling on both Clinton and Obama to agree on a winner after the last caucus in June. Schumer says, quote, "I don't think either candidate wants or even can get away with forcing their will down the throat of the other," unquote. Meanwhile, Clinton shows no sign of letting up. She's been calling on superdelegates to make their own decisions about whether to support her or Obama. She says they should exercise independent judgment and should not just anoint the candidate who's leading after the primaries. Oh, sure. Why give the nomination to the candidate who has the most support from the American people? That doesn't make any sense. Obama's won the last 8 Democratic contests in a row and leads Clinton among pledged and total delegates. However, he still trails her among superdelegates.